Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast, Just with Tari, your favorite girlfriend for hire and favorite life coach. So today is a new series. We're going to be introducing a new series to my podcast, and it's going to be a versus series where we have different sides debate on a particular topic. So today I have with me three guest stars, and today's topic is going to be verbal discipline versus physical punishment. So I am on the fence. I'm going to allow my guest stars to introduce themselves and state their unique sides.
Okay, so hello everybody. My name is Dolapo Ogedende. And I'm Tari's friend, and also I'm going to be part of those arguing for what verbal. Well, mine is mix and match actually, because
we're not. We're on the fence.
Mix and match. That goes. That's that. So yeah.
So who's introducing next? I think Nathan.
I'm Nathan Ginger, also Tari's friend. And I'm for both, actually. I don't have a specific side I'm going to settle for. So.
Hi, you guys. My name is Ruth, and I'm Tari's friend. Ooh. And I'm going to be on the side of verbal discipline.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Ruth is the only person.
Piriana.
Yeah. He's going to give us very strong reasons why we shouldn't knock their head. But I hope you guys can hear me, like, loud and clear.
Yes, ma'am.
Because Nathan said he can't hear me, so.
I can hear you. Is it network now? Is it network? Is it in the mud.
In the potopoto.
Come on, okay, let's talk.
I think it was the VPN that was messing up, so I've turned it off.
Ah, please turn it off.
Legal movement.
So I'm going to start by saying, first of all, I'm going to use myself as an example. I don't think, like, if I wasn't physically punished by my parents, I don't think I would have been, you know, dealing with drugs right now. I would have been pushing drugs. Or, you know, I would have been with Hush Puppy somewhere.
Okay.
They definitely catch me, but like, you get something along that line. But I've had like 5 kids with so many,
yeah, you know, anima.
Basically, home training would have been in the mud. You know, I'm still doing illegal things, but like
what? Open your ears outside, leg you.
Breeze never blew, baby. Breeze never blew. But yeah, I just feel like it depends. When I say, oh, verbal, you could say verbal discipline, and you're hearing things like, are you stupid? Your mates have gone far in life. You've not done anything. See, I'd rather you slap me than you tell me this thing.
I don't think that falls under verbal discipline.
Yeah, I think that's abuse.
Yeah, that's abuse.
That isn't under verbal discipline. You can't say such horrible words to your children.
That's abuse because it's going to affect that child.
Exactly.
But I feel like that is how a lot of Nigerian parents.
Thank you. That's what they feel is verbal discipline for them. It's like saying those things. And I don't have the patience. Like, if I become a mother today, I don't think I'll have the patience to be talking all the time. For instance, now I tell you, oh, okay, we are going to Auntie Folake's house, and don't eat or stay at a place, you know. Basically, don't misbehave. And we get there, and everything I tell you is basically in the mud, you start misbehaving. Honestly, I can't raise my voice for I have anger issues, first of all. Let's clear that. But it's not because of that I would raise my hand. It's just I cannot be shouting all the time. Obviously, I'll just twist your ear one of, you know, behave. Maybe that wire don't come out. Make her put some back. Behave yourself. Do you understand?
Small. Let me. First of all, you use your eye. Use your eye to cut one inch small. You know, African mother.
You know this thing. They will look at you and it's as if they are not seeing you. Oh, let me continue eating this sand I'm eating. So I have to move to you and, like, you know, they hear me. Like, correct yourself now. Behave. So I don't know. I just feel like I have to, you know, if I talk today, I move to talk and move, talk and walk. Get as long as I feel like the correction should be coming from a place of love, not a place of anger. I don't think you should correct your child when you're upset. I think you should, like my dad I'm spoiled. He spoiled me a lot. I found just one in his whole life did he touch me, and it was like he was correcting me. He wouldn't flog you when he's no, he would sit you and tell you, I am doing this because of you did this. So this is punishment. But I feel like the one thing that made me straighten my ways when I was very young was not even backed by you're flogging me or you're correcting me. Because I even grew, I had a tough skin, like they flog me so till my skin thick, you know, cow skin, where you would slap me and your hand would pain you, that kind of thing. So it was now like it was even sweet. Oh, go ahead, slap me, that's your business. They took my phone at 1.8, my phone. That was it. I straightened up, like I straightened my way. So that's another, I feel like you should be switching it up. It's not every time you'd use your cane, flog. Sometimes, most of the times there, you could just say, oh, keep in, or kneel down, you know, things like that. Switch it up. If not, if we get used to it, I swear, it's over for you. That one, it's not, I beg. So, yeah, out. The next speaker should explain their point of view.
Okay. For me, like I said earlier, mix and match both of them, verbal discipline and physical discipline, because I feel children are very inquisitive. Yeah, so if I'm going to verbally discipline my child, I feel like I need to understand the reason why, like, they would ask, because I feel children will not understand why you are telling them not to do something. And then if you tell them that, oh, okay, the reason why you are doing this is so that this does not happen, and then you like have to listen to, you know, children, they normally ask a lot of questions. So like, let them, once you can make that understanding clear between you and them, I don't think you need to like start the physical discipline. Me personally, I will start with verbal discipline first. And if you now decide that you don't want to hear what, that's when I will flog you, because me, I don't have time. Like, I would warn you one time, two times. If you don't want to hear what, I will flog you, because you need to hear one way or the other. You need to think. You understand?
Your word will be passed across.
Yeah. You know, spread the rod and watch the child.
Spoil the child.
Thank you very much. So that's what I have to say, because you have to listen. Because I mean, look at me. Me personally, is that verbal discipline that used to pay me? If you beat me, I'm a good. I'll prefer for you to beat me. But if you talk to me, like sit me down and talk to me, that, oh boy, this thing that you're doing is not making sense, and you know why, this will enter my spirit. Like, I'll literally have goosebumps. So I don't like it when people talk to me. So I always try my best to, you know, put my head in the game correct. So God, please see how I am. Don't let my children be good because so I just feel like with verbal discipline would be, I would try my possible best not to do the physical discipline. But if it comes to it, I'm going to have to use it too. So that's the challenge.
So sorry, there's a new development.
Okay.
Nathan is saying that he thought we were talking about sex.
To be honest, I thought that's what you guys were talking about. That's why I said both. Please.
Is it BDSM?
I was confused. I was like, what is Tari talking about? Like, it's completely off topic. I was like, oh, she's even talking about, like, oh, whether you want to discipline your child or physically punish. See. I'm actually for verbal discipline, please. I'm not mixing and match. I'm verbal discipline.
So wait, so Nathan, you will not punish your child. I mean, you will
I wasn't, because it's like, at the end of the day.
But you discipline your child.
I wouldn't hit them, because at the end of the day, even if I hit them, it doesn't change anything, because they will still do what they want to do. You get what I mean? Like, there's this stuff that my mom told me, was that she said that even if she hits me, it won't stop me from doing what I wanted to do, and I'll suddenly become immune to flogging. And I was like, okay, she's just going to flog me, and that's it. Understand? So that's why she had to make sure that we were close enough so that when she tells me something, I would listen immediately. So it's not just about flogging or being verbal. You have to actually come close to your kids before you think of, okay, saying that if my child doesn't listen to me, then I'll start flogging. Because there's nothing that will make me flog my kids. That's what I can say. There's nothing that will make me flog my kids.
Basically. I understand you, yeah. But me, personally, I feel, obviously, if you're flogging your child every day, over time, the child will get used to it now.
Yeah.
So you leave me personally. It's once in a while, you know, surprise them once in a while.
I'd rather I take your favorite game or something. Take your phone or something for like a week, and you obviously learn your lesson, and then we'll have a discussion about it. And then you have to understand my point, and I'll try to understand your own point as well.
I would love then, to be a Nathan.
You love me a lot?
Yeah, I would.
So, we have to understand each other before we can, we have to understand each other, and then when we understand each other, we would, we'll come to a conclusion and say, okay, yes, this is why I did this to you, and I'll try and understand why you have committed that, why you did that. And basically, like I said, we'll come to a conclusion. So flogging won't solve anything, because what's the use? What's there's nothing that would justify flogging a child. Nothing. Basically. Okay. Nothing.
Okay. Yes,
even if the child's stubborn. There has to be a way. There has to be a way. Honestly. You can entice goods. So human being, we get brain, but definitely find way understand you. So
okay.
That's it.
Ruth, let's hear you.
Okay. I'm with Nathan, because obviously violence is never the way to get your point across. I'm going to use my own upbringing for an example. I believe that if I was spoken to, I would have, as in if I was spoken to, maybe grounded and all these kind of things, I would have been more like calm, because all that did to me was I just got scared of the people beating me, and then I started doing the things I wanted to do in private and hiding it from them.
Exactly.
So, children, listen. they know what they're doing is bad. Sometimes they look at you while they are doing it. You don't need to hit them to stop, because they will still do it and look at you again because they know you're going to hit them. So you could just, as in, I personally prefer speaking to them. You say something, you show vulnerability, you show emotions to your children. Tell them what you did really hurt mommy, what you did really hurt us. Like, that's not nice, that's not good for you, that's not a good look for you. Like, you just speak to them and they know sometimes, like most of the time. And then if they do reach the point that, okay, you're getting very angry, you step back and then you take things, like what he said, you ground them, you stop them from going out, from going to see their friends, you stop them from playing their video games, you seize their toys and lock it somewhere, and just get your point across, because they will still come back and be like, oh, mommy, I'm sorry, I don't want to do that, I won't do that physically. So I just believe that's the way. And then I think another thing is to continuously encourage your children. Like, you don't only see them when they're doing the bad things. When you see them doing good things, you be like, oh, that, I'm proud of you. Like, yeah, you say, like, you just, because all those things now, they build relationship with your children. They don't want to hide, because if you continue hitting them, if you become violent with them, they become to hide from you. They become to, they, like, they don't show their real characters with you. Because if I talk like this, and what if mommy gets angry? I don't know. These days, she used to beat me anyhow for something. So I don't know how to behave around her. I don't know what's bad. Set boundaries. You let them know. You set boundaries from the onset. You tell your, you know, most Nigerian family, they don't tell their children what's wrong. They just say, you know, say for this family, we know they chop outside. You don't see your mama and your papa chop outside. Kind of thing. So you tell them beforehand, like, oh, we do not eat before we eat. Like, we do not eat outside. We do not eat here. We do not eat there. And then when you see them doing that, you just call them, come. You go to the toilet or something. Didn't I tell you? Didn't mommy tell you this? Didn't mommy tell you that? Or do you want me to seize your phone? Do you want me to seize your toy? Do you want me to seize your Barbie doll? Don't behave like that. Simple.
Okay.
If you have demons with you, you tell them to face wall. you tell them to face wall. Face the wall. Like, there are some cognitive kind of disciplines that you do for children that they will know, okay, mommy is serious. She's really angry because you've not done this before. But you still do not need to lay your hands on them.
Okay. When you said... I heard you speak about vulnerability. I agree, because I feel like we've had tough love a lot.
Yeah.
Like, that is the Nigerian culture. Tough love.
Is it really tough love, or is it abuse?
Is it abuse?
Yes. If you think about it, though.
Because what is tough love? I mean, in a Nigerian parent setting, like...
I think they mixed it like rice and stew. They just and bread jollof rice, like, you take it one for the rest of your life. That's it. And it's true, because none of them, they are always like, when they are correcting, it's always, I am older than you, I know better than you, you should listen to me. You're not telling me why I should listen to you, though. It's just that you're older than me and you know better, and you don't want me to make mistakes in life. I do understand that you care for me, but like, caring is all, you could also be vulnerable with it, with showing it, and, you know, trying to pass your message across. So a lot of us, maybe I'm speaking from a place of, you know, every receiving, you know, my, how would I put it? Yeah, I feel like it's abuse, you know. My mom could just stay. Maybe she has said, oh, don't touch it, don't touch that stuff, don't. No, you're not drinking tea today. My mom has a timetable. So you don't drink tea more than once a week. So she's seeing you trying to mix tea and, you know, she's tired of talking. Since you don't want to hear the voice, maybe you go hear the back of the father. So the next thing, she has picked up my dad's shoe. Fiam. And you know you're not expecting it. So the next thing, on the floor, oh my head, you don't even know what happened. You didn't know. How did you get on it? And that's it. that is, you can't do that. I feel like that's unacceptable. My own, I'm going to physically punish you. Yeah, your punishment is going to be programmed. I'm going to have a time. Okay, you've done this, no problem. I'll wait. If I'm upset, which I obviously will be, I will wait. When I actually correct you, it's going to come from, I don't want you to do this again, because if you do this, this is what is going to happen. So don't. And this is why I am punishing you, or I am flogging you, or I am spanking you. But I don't, it's not always, I don't feel like you always have to raise your hand. Sometimes physical punishment is also sit on the air, kneel down, pick pin. I even prefer those ones, to be honest, because if I've carried out a research, a personal research. I use my husband as, you know, the lab rat. And, you know, at first when she came, she had a very different upbringing, agreed. So I was like, you have to understand that this is why she's doing what she's doing, because this is how she has been taught all her life. And you cannot react the same way her parents are reacting because she's used to it. You have to find a different approach if you want her to change. So I was telling my sister, and, you know, I said, normally, if she does this, they will beat her. Her mom will break her head. So you cannot come and start breaking her head, because that's it. You're just going round and round in circles. She will keep repeating the same mistake. And why are you correcting her so she doesn't make the same mistake again? So I said, you know what? You're flogging her is not working. Punish her. Stop flogging her. Tell her, because you flog her for like, what, 2 minutes. That's it. The pain will subside. I promise you, the pain will not last till the next day. The next day, I will forget how it felt to have that belt on my back. I'll forget it. You know? And she's a boxer. Like, she's a trained boxer. So, all the pain she has told herself she will carry it in her head. So I said, you know what? Tell her to pick me, because I promise you, when you do, and you know, you're in a particular position that's very uncomfortable for you for over 20 minutes or even 10 minutes, see that pain. Tomorrow you get up and maybe they tell you sit on there, you get up and your legs are still hurting like you did legs day at the gym. Do you get the pain? Is long lasting, and you will not forget. You wouldn't want to be in that position again. So before you make that mistake the second time, at least time don't go fast more. So we tried that, and I promise you, I did not get any call like, oh, your cousin is misbehaving again, oh, I'm tired, you know, things like that. And I was like, you see, that is it. Okay, maybe sometimes switch it up to tell her to open her palm, give her like 5 strokes, 6 strokes, depending on, you know, the gravity of the offense. And then sometimes you switch it, you know, mix and match like rice and stew, do it like that. That's how I feel, though. That's how, you know, but plugging, you know, the child on the head because you're upset, they just did it and you are reacting. No, you're not passing your message, because all they know is that you're upset because I did this. They don't know the consequences of their actions, like how it would affect them personally. So yeah, you're just raising violent kids. That's that for me.
I think at the end of the day,
for me, like,
I mean, like,
it depends. Point?
At the end of the day, it boils down to understanding,
yeah,
between you and your kids. Like, you really need to, you need, as a parent, that's why, see, when people are like, oh, okay, I'm ready to have a child, I feel like people should actually go for therapy before, yeah, they bring children into this world, because, mm-hmm, you need patience, you understand? To actually raise a child, because children are mischievous. You know, Ruth said something about children vulnerability, and I feel like children will want to take advantage of that.
Who are these children? Who are these children you're talking about?
Nigerian children. We will take advantage of, okay, I know that
Okay, I personally see, I'm sorry to cut you off here, but I personally believe it's based on your surrounding, like every school you send your kids to, like your child can't just decide to take advantage of your vulnerability. They have to learn that behavior from somebody.
What if that child learns from
Learn from who?
No. Me personally, the way I'm seeing it is like, okay, they know that. Let me use the example of where you said eating outside. Okay, you tell your child that we don't eat outside in our family. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you guys go out. And then, okay, maybe he or she is playing with his, let me use a little child now. The boy is playing with his friend now. And then the friend gives him food or sweet. And he takes it and he likes it. And then you later come and tell him that you don't do this, that makes me sad, blah 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 blah. At that point, it would sympathize and be like you'll be sad, you know, mood will change. But it is sweet you are talking about. Children love sweet. So I don't think the whole showing of vulnerability every time is like the sure way to like get your point across, because you don't like, children love sweet things, yeah, and then you're telling them that don't do this, I'll be sad and everything. This is a child you're talking about. You will drop sweet on the table, the child will take this sweet. So what are you talking about?
Me, I don't know. Like, that I've been around children, and the children I have been around, like, that's why I said, unless you have like demons around.
Sends that child from little hill to frustrate your life.
That's what I'm saying. You look for the other alternatives to discipline. Maybe the standing by the wall, facing the wall, and think of what you just did. But you're not going to like tell the child, you're not going to give them dinner or all those guys. Children's things that they like all those kind of things to hit the child, because at the end of the day, they might still do it behind your back. They will lick the sweet and they use water to rinse the mouth. the color removes.
I mean, I feel like they can do that for any type of punishment.
That's what I'm saying. See, this life. Now see. It's never like, we do not know how. See, children, I think there was an experiment that was carried out by some guys in America. Like, parents were just randomly walking their kids, and the guy came with the dog, and then he was talking to their children. The parents were like away, like they stepped like far, and then the guy, after speaking to the children for a while, he now told the children that, okay, will you follow me home? You like my dog so much. And these children followed this man home. They were willing to follow the man home.
Share my slippers will stop them. Just
think one. Harry, please.
Even if you were beating them at home, they will still follow the man home.
Yes,
now. Yeah, that's even
more. Don't follow the man at home, they will still follow the man out.
That's even more reason for them to follow the stranger home.
When you're beating them safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so,
the stranger will sell you. If it's him. Okay. I'm just, in fact,
that's what I'm saying. You never, I just believe, bring like personality, this thing, it will you verbally disciplining your child will make them better people. That's what me, I believe, Sha. Because if my parents talk to me instead of hitting me, I think of what they say. They tell me things like, I'm disappointed in you, I didn't expect that from you. They don't tell me, are you stupid? Are you mad? You know, they see your mate. Like, when they tell me things like, I'm disappointed, I sit back and I'm like, oh, shit, you really fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. I understand.
Yeah, I really fucked up. Down slapping me. When they slap me, I'm even angry. Why did you slap me here? Like, as if they, you get.
This thing you said about slapping, yeah. I can remember my mom slapping me when I was, I think, 20 or 19, thereabout. Now, what happened? I was already taller than her as of then.
I was preparing breakfast like as usual.
You just breakfast.
Oh my! I ate my breakfast.
Okay.
And I just said, okay, instead of beans, instead of rice, let's eat. You know, I just switched it, and I was like, let's just. And I was speaking to this woman politely. I was not smiling. You know, the next thing, I heard sound. From where is the sound coming from?
Static.
Bro, my ear was like, wee. I was like, wait, did they just start me? Because unprovoked, I not provoked this woman. What did she say at the end of it? You know, I went inside my room. I said, I'm going to pack my load. I'm going to go. This was 20. Normally, kids begin to pack their loads.
Yeah.
Same, my own was 20. No, I was blooming late. I was folding my clothes. You know, my siblings, they were like, what was happening in this atmosphere? My mom was, you know, all upset. Now you slap me, now you the vex. It's in the soap. When they asked her, she said it was the Holy Spirit that told her to slap me. And, I don't understand why. Now that, it made me so upset. Carried that thing for months in my mind. And now that I'm thinking about it, that's wrong. But do you know that the day my mom decided to use vulnerability on me, I thought she was blackmailing me emotionally. I didn't even think of it as, oh, she's just being vulnerable. She doesn't have any other option. She cannot beat you. She's just using the only means she has to communicate to you.
How she really feels.
Yeah, I did something very wrong. But my mom projected this because of maybe tough love, in quotes, like we've made it in Nigerian culture. I felt like that was the only way you could correct me. Either you beat me up or you yell at me and tell me that I'm stupid. Tell me that, oh, my mates are doing better than me. You get, I was used to hearing things like that. So when she used vulnerability, I was like, my mom is emotionally blackmailing me, and I feel like that is an abuse, like you are trying to manipulate me. That was how I saw it. That was how I saw it when I was younger. So it really disturbed me. It was later on in life I sat down. I don't know what happened that made me, you know, self-reflect. But I was like, okay, so she was just communicating. She wasn't trying to blackmail me into doing anything. But she wouldn't even gain anything from it. This is your life. She has lived her life. You get to, I feel like, yes, this generation, I feel we should really, like Dolapo said, if you don't have the patience for children, see, when it comes to having kids and, you know, getting married, Holy Spirit, no need to tell you. Please, let me remove religion out of this. No, don't be telling me, oh, Holy Spirit told me this is. Stop it. If you do not want to get married, my brother, leave it alone. If you do not wish, if you don't want to let go of your individuality, don't do it. Don't do it because the society is doing it, and that is the norm. Some people, it's not in their destiny to get married or have kids. But because you want to feel alone, you know you don't have patience for kids. You've tried it with your nephews, you've tried it with your neighbor's child, and it's like you want to tear your head off, or you want to even... Don't do it. Don't have kids and then traumatize them the whole of your life. Their lives, sorry, you've lived your own in trauma, and you want to pass this trauma on. You know, I feel like that is what is, you know, creating parents, traumatic parents, or I don't know, traumatic kids, because you feel, oh, you should have kids, not because you love kids. Because if you love kids and then you have your own, you treat it like an egg. You get, sometimes you even the number you've said, okay, you want 3, before you know you're having 7. So from number 4 is like burden. So the trauma will even start from number 4. Oh yeah, take body, pass it, trauma. Like, so I feel like kids and, you know, getting married is, those are things you should really
discussion that really
you want. Yeah. You go for therapy, like Dolapo said. Listen, let people talk to you, listen. They tell you how, look at yourself as a kid. don't even try to, oh yes, they did this to me, so I should do it too. No. No. Let's not do that because our own is tough love. Let's start communicating with our kids. You know.
No, as a normal, as a normal person, sir, you're bringing somebody into this life. You should want better for them than you had. That's only right. Like, that's only like you. Okay, you were brought up in silver spoon, then pearl. Give your children diamond. They deserve that shit because they didn't ask you to be here.
And go follow me, go dig, I'm sure. So any final thoughts, Delapo?
Oh yes, I just, like I said earlier, it all boils down to communication. Like, that barrier is something that needs to be worked on, because before you reach physical discipline, you need to have exhausted every other form of like discipline. Yeah. So like, if you know that you're communicating with a child, make sure they know the reason why what they are doing is good. Like Ruth said, like in complimenting whenever they show good traits and everything.
Not
and
also why it is. Must be quoting me for the third time.
And also when. And also when they do bad things, like letting them know, because they need to. It's also you know, a lot of Nigerians, they feel like, oh, okay, they did this to me when I was small and I turned out perfectly okay, so I will do that to my child and all of that. So I feel like, yes, so I feel like before you sit down and say you want to have children, you actually need to reflect on your childhood, your upbringing, because you know, children, we learn by me. Sorry about you guys, for me, I consider myself a child, please. So, because it's like your formative years, so any small thing you will pick it, like, you don't need to actually sit down and study it, like, you just pick like that. So, it's very, very important in the kind of way you treat your child and bring your child up. So yeah, communication is very, very important. And also, I think you also need to settle down and actually know the type of child you have. Like, we all have different personalities. There are some children, you know, like, oh, okay, some people read with music, others read with silence and everything. So you need to know your child, because there's no how you will communicate to somebody without knowing the type of person they are. So if you know that, oh, okay, this is my child, if I shout at my child will like just lock up. So you know that, oh, okay, when you are communicating with your child, you actually need to like calm down and actually speak in low tone, that kind of person to understand. So I mean, patience is also very key. Like, you need to have a lot of patience when dealing with children. You know, there are sometimes you just want to react out of anger, which is very, very, like,
rash.
A lot of parents do that. And then, you know, after the whole beating and everything, they now say, I'm sorry. And you have no other choice than to, you know, forgive your parents and everything. So try as much as possible not to act out of anger. This is very, very hard, though. Very hard. It's not easy. It's actually not easy, but it's something that we actually need to work on as individuals. So... And then, at the end of the day, you know, at the end of the day, whatever you do does not guarantee that, oh, okay, your child is actually going to be like the best child, you know, model child. So, you just do your best and leave the rest. So yeah.
Your instinct is the family. So, once you inculcate your child with strong morals and values, and you send them out into the world, they become positive too. And yeah, the religious institution will work, and every other institution that peer will work too. You know, that's it.
By the grace of God.
You know, by the grace of God. But that's the first. As in, family is the best. So
yeah.
That's start good and produce beautiful children into the world.
Amen.
Yeah, not me though. That'll be easy.
Malia.
Don't be easy. Yeah, guys. you know, coaches don't play, so so we've come to the very end of this episode. I need you to share, I need you to subscribe. So I don't know if my podcast is on Apple Podcasts yet, but Anchor is giving me stats that some people are listening from Apple Podcasts. Not a lot, but yeah. So if you go on Apple Podcasts, just search Gist with Tari. I might pop up. Not, but if you see the link and you click on it and you don't have Spotify, please go to Google Podcasts and click on that. And you could just, it could be a background stuff, you could just play it and then minimize that page, just go over and do whatever you want. Yeah. So come to the very end of this episode, like I said before. I really need to work my outro though, but yes, their handle, their Twitter handle will be there's a description, because I feel like this is YouTube, people should answer because I'm whispering.
We don't know about it.
But there's a description, yeah, there's a description box about this episode. Just if you like what you're hearing from them, you like their voice. A lot of them are single. Okay, no, sorry, not a lot.
Yeah, I'm single.
The last is single.
I don't know. Just be funny, please. Be funny. That's where I'm being intelligent.
Let's not talk about that, though. We're not here for that.
Somebody's not trying to cast, but yeah, if you like what you're hearing, you like their voice, you like their opinions, whatever it is, please do follow them. Their handles are going to be on the description box. Yeah, you guys should sign out, I think. Sign out with your handles. Just say it for them.
Mine is uppercase and lowercase, so you just see in the description box.
Dr. Wasabi.
Yeah.
Ruth.
Okay. Popcorn_Ruth on Twitter, and then Dolled Up Brat on Instagram.
Nathan.
My Twitter handle is Nathan G. Double N in front and double N at the back. Then my Insta is the same thing, except that at the end is triple N. So Nathan G.
Okay.
That's it.
So please don't let anything stop you from Gisting with Tari. Stay tuned. Same time. No. Yeah. Same time. Same day. Next week.